Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. We are on every Saturday morning on AM 560 WIND, our new home, and good day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, and on the World Wide Web if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and our website, aginginforadio.com, archives all of our shows on podcasts. We also have pictures of our guests so that you can put a face with a voice, which is always great. We also list our future guests. We spotlight our marketing partners, and we are in the midst of creating a consumer guide to provide you credible resources. And if you're a business and you're interested in being marketed in the large and growing aging and elder care industry, contact Aging Info Radio. We have a highly effective and economically sensible marketing partnership programs, and you can contact us at 866-560-3965. Well, my show today is about home security and scams, and it is intended to bring awareness, educate, and hopefully give us all a few reality checks. I took off my rose-colored glasses a couple decades ago, and as much as I wanted to believe that most of the people out there are up to good, which I still do believe, I also realize that there are those out there that are not. In fact, frauds and scams and thefts and homes being burglarized continues to grow, especially with our economic situation, because we are in the perfect financial storm for these crimes to happen. So now is not the time to let your guard down. And if you've ever been violated by a crime, there's a whole gamut of emotions that go with it, and of course followed by the should-haves, would-haves, and could-haves. And, you know, the most important thing is make sure that if you are scammed or something happens to you, that you are letting others know what happened. And many elderly people are fearful, and they don't want to look bad, especially with their children, so they don't tell anybody what happened. Don't do this. You can stop it from happening again or happening even to someone else. So it's 2012, and years ago, if someone knocked on your door, you answered it. It was a normal courtesy. Today, if you don't know the person knocking on your door, do not open your door ever. And like I said, this show is really just to educate you, not put the fear in you. You know, especially if you're a senior citizen and you live alone, if you don't know who it is, just don't open your door. And of course, our information is traveling at the speed of sound and with technology. And I just don't get why people would post pictures, especially on Facebook, when they are out of town. If they're on vacation, save those pictures when you get back. There's hackers, scammers, thieves, burglars, and they're all waiting to see your post. You don't want to do this. Teach your children not to do it. And, of course, your grandchildren, you do not want to become a virtual victim. Be aware, because the internet doesn't care, and they're waiting to see those posts to know that your home may be empty and a perfect time for them to give it a visit. Well, we're going to learn about home security today, and my first guest is Alan Young. He is the CEO of Armor Concepts, and actually, Alan became an expert in this field by accident. Welcome, Alan, to Aging Info Radio.
Really appreciate you having me on, Sue. Thank you.
Well, I know I read a little bit about your story about becoming an accidental expert, but how did you get started working in the security industry?
Yeah, we were actually just renovating houses. We were just trying to flip some houses, and people kept kicking our doors in. And it was costing us a fortune. They were taking our pipes and tools and anything else that we left in the house, cabinets and appliances, and we realized that there was nothing available that would actually stop people from breaking into our homes. We went out, got the alarm systems, and we realized that that was just a cue to go fill out the police report because, you know, the people that were breaking in were long gone by the time the police got there. So we just developed a way to stop people from kicking in our doors and, you know, in the last 7 years have talked to, God, thousands of people that have been broken into and kind of been the same types of victims that we were and realized that, you know, people really need to understand what it means to secure your home versus being alerted that someone's already broken into your home.
Absolutely. Now, people that live, people have a belief that if you live in a nice neighborhood, you really, you know, crime is only in the bad areas. What's your experience of this?
Yeah, you know what? When I started in this business, again, 6 years ago, we'd do a lot of shows and, you know, we'd come across a lot of people that would say, you know what, we don't even lock our doors in my neighborhood. And as I do those same shows now, those people are locking their doors. And, you know, across the country, there's been a significant increase in crime, primarily in suburban and rural areas. In the nicer areas where, you know, even 2 to 3 years ago, people would, you know, walk out and not lock their doors. That's where the crime has really begun to increase over the last couple of years.
So no matter where you live in our country, you should really be aware and keep your doors locked. Why not?
Well, absolutely. And what it comes down to is, you know, thieves are realizing that, you know, people in nicer neighborhoods have nicer stuff. And so they're just getting smarter and they're going out and they're realizing that a lot of people in these areas don't spend as much time thinking about how to secure themselves or secure their homes. And they're making themselves easy targets.
Mm-hmm. And I would also believe that in rural areas that people are not from that area. They're just traveling through, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that's happened primarily in rural areas has been the spread of methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of break-ins actually happen or are actually committed by people you know, especially in the more rural areas. So it's someone that you know, it's or someone that your kids know. It's one of their friends. It's one of their friends' friends that may be high or looking for a quick score, and they know that you're out of town. It's somebody that, you know, knows who you are and kind of what you have. So that's something that you need to be aware of. And I'm really glad you said the point about Facebook, because that is one of the first tips that I give people, which is not to post vacation plans or plans for when you're not going to be home on Facebook, even if it's when you're going to dinner.
Absolutely.
It only takes a couple of minutes to be in and out.
I call it TMI, too much information.
It really is.
Yes. Now, there must be some secrets that home intruders know that the average or that most homeowners do not know. What would that be?
You know, probably the biggest secret is on home alarms. I mean, thieves know that, you know, an alarm doesn't really do anything to stop someone from breaking into your house. So an alarm is designed to alert you that someone has broken in or there's someone in there that shouldn't be there. So thieves understand that it's going to take them about 3 to 5 minutes to be in and out of your house. It's going to take the police, you know, a little more than 20 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad reflection on the police. That's just not their, you know, number one priority. So that, you know, that's probably the first thing that they know. So if a thief decides to break into your house, don't expect your alarm to stop them from breaking into your house.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they know is how easy it is to kick in a door. You know, probably upwards of 80% of all break-ins are because the door is kicked in. A lot of people are concerned about windows. You know, if your windows are open, yeah, they'll come in through your window. But windows make a lot more noise than doors do. You can kick in a door in about 10 seconds, and the average 12-year-old kid can kick in a door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why thieves come in through doors. And, you know, that's, you know, one of the secrets that, you know, most people don't know is by just protecting your doors, you can avoid, you know, the vast majority of thieves that are going to be trying to break into your house.
And that's actually how most of them do it these days, is by kicking in the doors rather than breaking windows or picking locks.
Well, absolutely. The picking locks actually takes a little bit of skill. Kicking in a door doesn't take any skill. Breaking a window, if you're going to come in, most thieves aren't going to break a window and come in through the window. They're going to try to break a pane of glass, put their hand in, and unlock the window and slide it up. So, you know, we have on our website some pretty simple tips on how to avoid that. Plus, you risk getting cut and you risk getting caught by breaking a window a lot more than you do kicking in a door, which is why thieves kick in doors so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think the more difficult it is to get in, the more likely they will be to go somewhere else.
Well, absolutely. And one of my big things on home security is, you know, people need to understand if someone has an hour to get into your house, they're going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do to stop someone that has, you know, that is skilled and has an unlimited amount of time from getting into your house.
Absolutely.
But 99% of the people breaking into homes have little skill. They don't care about getting into your house. They care about getting into a house. And if you make your house more difficult to get in, frankly, they'll go to your neighbor's house. It's not a matter of making a fortress. It's about making your house a more difficult target than the house is around.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio. You don't want to go away. We're going to find out more about home security. We'll be right back.
John and Amy, mornings on AM 560 WIND.
As my mother's caregiver, I was sure I could handle all of her needs. I soon realized, with balancing my own life and career, I couldn't do it alone. Then I found Suburban Home Care. After my first phone call, I knew I had made the right decision. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Retailing and healthcare is now possible with a free TheraFit eStore. With a company-branded website, you can now extend the level of care you offer your patients with instant access to the products you recommend for their ongoing health and wellness needs. A TheraFit eStore is fully e-commerce enabled with access to thousands of products selected just for healthcare businesses and consumers. You can learn how to capture a powerful new revenue stream for your company by visiting TheraFit.com today.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3535. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And we'll include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3535.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and tap into the multi-billion-dollar healthcare market with a free TheraFit store. TheraFit offers business solutions designed specifically for healthcare, senior care, and wellness markets. Customers can now gain access to thousands of health and wellness supplies from their own company-branded and free TheraFit store. For more information, visit TheraFit.com, and that's TheraFit.com, or call 630-363-3707. And I'm here with Alan Young, who is the CEO of Armor Concepts. And Alan has a very, very interesting product called Easy Armor, which we're going to get into a little bit more in detail about. But Alan, why don't you give our listeners out there your website and your web address and phone number?
Sure. You can find us on the web at www, and it's armorconcepts.com, A-R-M-O-R, concepts.com. Or you can call us here at 888-582-2295. Again, 888-582-2295. On our site, we have a lot of just interesting tips and options for just economical ways to secure your home. I mean, at the end of the day, you just want your security to work. It really doesn't need to cost you a fortune, and we just try to make it as easy as possible for you to be as safe as possible.
Well, before we get into your Easy Armor, which I find so interesting, what can a homeowner do to make themselves a less attractive target for thieves?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. You touched on one of them, which is the first that I generally talk about, which is don't announce the world that when you're not going to be home. The first thing a thief wants to look at is if you're at home. And if you tell everyone that you're not going to be home, that's the easiest way to make yourself a target. So don't announce your vacation plans on Facebook. Don't post your photos while you're still on vacation. I know you're up in Chicago, so you probably have a lot of snowbirds that are away. Just be careful who you're letting know that you're not there. You know, let a couple of people know so that they can pick up any newspapers that may be left, any mail that may be left, even after you alert the post office or the paper carriers. But don't tell the world. Second thing is just lock your windows and doors. You'd be amazed at how many burglaries happen because people leave a window open. You know, in the wintertime, it's not as much of a big deal, but during the summer, a lot of people will go out and just leave their windows open. So that's the easiest way for someone to get in, you know, with a kicking in a door being second, and just locking a door, which is not as much of a problem now as it was a number of years back with the attention that crime has gotten. You know, three, again, don't confuse detection with prevention. You know, an alarm is designed to tell you that someone has broken into your house. An alarm is not designed to stop anyone from coming into your house.
Do you feel that, with that being said, do you feel that the alarms actually, that the thieves approach homes without the alarms more so than with the alarms?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, now, if you have an alarm and your neighbor doesn't, then your home is probably less likely than your neighbor's to have an attempt made on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the people in your neighborhood have alarms, then, yeah.
It doesn't scare them away.
Scare them away.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting that you were actually rehabbing homes and this kept happening. Now, did you build your first Easy Armor or come up with this idea that said, you know what, this will stop them from coming into the house when all of our tools are here or when we're rehabbing it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and a lot of the things that I talk about are based on the ideas that I had. You know, we developed what was actually the original product was Door Jam Armor, but we developed that really just to stop our doors from being kicked in. We had no intention of selling anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when it worked, you know, my first inclination was, okay, so if we stop them from kicking in the doors, they're just going to break a window. And that never happened. And, you know, as we put it on the rest of our houses, it didn't happen to them either. And that's when we really, you know, started thinking about, you know, who else, you know, might have a use for this. And when people are, you know, started asking us for it, and we found out that there was a market for it. But, yeah, we just created this to stop people from kicking in our doors. We really never intended to sell anything.
Well, you have quite the product. So Easy Armor, let's talk a little bit about the exactly what it is and how you want to talk a little bit about the installation of it and what it actually does.
Yeah, so Easy Armor, it's a set of five different plates that go over different areas on your door. And they're coated so they're not unattractive. You don't really see them at all when the door is closed. But one plate goes on the door jamb where the locks go into the wall, if you will. You have one plate that goes over your deadbolt and your doorknob. Then you have two plates that go over your hinges, because if you protect one side of the door and not the other, you know, people will just kick in the weak part of the door. I mean, the weakest part of the door is going to break. So it'll take you about, you know, the average do-it-yourself for about half an hour to put in. You just need a drill, basically, to put it on. You don't need to take your door off. It just goes on the existing door that you have. And if you have a side door with side lights or double doors, we have solutions for that also. But really, the concept is, you know, what's the best way to secure a door as easy as possible? And this is really it. And, you know, it retails for $69. It's available at Lowe's and Ace Hardware. And, you know, you can get anyone really that has any kind of handy skill to put it on for you.
So there are actually metal brackets that hold, that adhere to the wood doors. What about metal doors?
It will work on a metal door. I mean, it's really designed to work on a, you know, if you go to Lowe's and buy a metal door,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the kind of door that it's really designed to work on. As long as the jamb is made of wood, Mm-hmm. And it will work. If the jam is made of metal, then you're already ahead of the game. Most home jams are not made of metal. High-rise jams are made of metal, and some apartment jams are made of metal. But most, almost all home door jams are made of wood.
Now, what does somebody do to secure patio doors?
We have this for a sliding glass door. There's a product, and again, you can look at this on our website, called Armor Latch, which is basically a deadbolt for a sliding glass door. You know, a lot of people with sliding glass doors will put a broomstick in the track. The problem is the easiest way to get into a home with a sliding glass door is just to lift the door up off the track. And you can do this with a crowbar. You can, you know, if you're strong enough, you can just stand outside of the door and push up and in real hard on the door, and it'll pop out of the track. So Armor Latch, you know, helps prevent that from happening, and also replaces the locks on a lot of sliding glass doors that stop working after a couple of years anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about securing windows besides locking them? Any tips there?
Yeah. Again, on our site, there's actually a technique that we call pinning, which really doesn't cost you anything. It's basically a matter of, on a double-hung window, drilling a couple of holes a few inches above where the window opens and inserting nails in there. So you drill the hole big enough so that the nails are easy to get out. So if there's a fire, you can slide them out easily. But if someone, again, breaks the window and tries to slide it up, they're not going to be able to slide the window up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty, very cost-effective. It'll cost you the price of whatever a nail is, a penny a piece maybe. And it'll take you, maybe 10 minutes per window.
So you have completely simplified this whole thing. Now, people spend a lot of money for alarms. I do believe they do serve at least one purpose. And
yeah,
as for fire.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against alarm systems. I'm actually a big proponent of alarm systems. I just think that people need to understand what the purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
An alarm system is the last line of defense. So if you do all the other economical things that I'm saying, and someone, again, has the time to get into your home, what an alarm system does is it limits the amount of time that a thief is going to spend in your house.
Right.
Right, and it's going to alert you that someone is in. And then also the fire protection, because alarm systems, if you have a monitored alarm system, you know, you have the smoke detection that is monitored as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are definitely benefits to an alarm system. One thing that people should understand is there's not a lot of difference between paying, you know, $12 per month for monitoring and paying $50 a month for monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get locked into long-term contracts for expensive monitoring, because there's really not a whole lot of difference between what one company does and the other. Most of them outsource that anyway. And you're going to be getting the same service regardless of how much you're paying.
Well, Alan, I was going to give you a few more minutes, but we have run out of time today. Just keep in mind that every 15 seconds a home burglary occurs, and you can go to armorconcepts.com. His product will also soon be at Menards, but right now it's at Lowe's. And this is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We have another guest.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Looks like the New York Mint is releasing century-old Morgan silver dollars to the public. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD, but check this out. It says, during the First World War, the government recalled and melted millions of beautiful silver coins. And because Morgans are now so prized by collectors, most survivors are privately held. That's why many of us have never even seen a classic silver dollar in gleaming, uncirculated condition. Surprisingly, a cache of these magnificent Morgans was recently discovered, all more than 100 years old and as fresh as the day they were minted. Looks like the New York Mint is releasing them even though the silver market right now is red hot. Here's the number, 1-800-500-0022. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? All right, if you want free historical information and the free collector's DVD, call 1-800-500-0022. 1-800-500-0022.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running. Along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is the Pinker, the host of the Living Large Show, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Join me each week as we talk about women, cigars, cars, Harleys, man food, sports and politics. All sorts of great issues that men need to get out and talk about. We have a great time, great guests. It's fun, it's edgy, it's exciting, and you don't want to miss it. So join me Sunday nights at 7 on AM 560 WIND or at thepinker.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, true words are not always pretty, and pretty words are not always true. My next guest today is Sherry Ashenbrenner, and Sherry is a crime prevention specialist and elderly service officer with the Elgin Police Department. And welcome, Sherry, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
I am so glad to have you on. Sherry is very up to date on all of the scams going on out there, and we're going to talk about all of them or as many as that we can cover. But before we get started, Sherry, why don't you give our listeners an idea what an elderly service officer does?
Okay. I'm an elderly service officer, and I've been with the Elgin Police Department for approximately 8 years. It's a 40-hour training that some officers have the opportunity to go to that class, and they just, it's like I said, it's 40 hours, and you learn more about the elderly and the senior issues. I did have some prior knowledge, and I did work at Senior Services Associates in Elgin as an elder abuse investigator for a couple of years before I came over to the Elgin Police Department. So I think that kind of definitely was a plus.
It led you right into this. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about scams for 2012. Here we are into the year, and it's already starting to fly by, and the time just doesn't slow down for any of us. But there are some, you know, we were talking before the show about how scams are kind of like what's going on the forefront right now. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the scams right now that you are coming up against?
Okay. Just recently, January 11th in Elgin, we had a 61-year-old who called and said that he had received a private call on his personal cell phone. When he answered the phone, he was told that he won $1.5 million plus a car. All he had to do was go to the Walgreens and buy one of those Green Dot Money Pack cards. I don't know if you've seen them. Mm-hmm. They're in Myers and Target and Walgreens, wherever. They told him to go put $350 on it, and then they would call him back in about a half hour. So he went to Walgreens. You have to buy them. They're $9.95. And then you put the amount of money, whatever you need to put on it. And then you also have to maintain that for $4.95 a month as well. But anyway, he put his money on. He gets another call back on his cell phone, and the gentleman asked him for the 14-digit code on the back of that card. He gave it to him. And they told him, well, in about an hour, we're going to bring your million and a half and the car, you know, to your house.
Okay.
Well, you know what happened after an hour?
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
And there was no longer $350 on his card.
Correct. Correct. But does everybody know what this green dot card is? A lot of people say, what is that? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. It's really a prepaid card offered by Green Dot Corporation. It's for people who they don't have a debit card, like a bank debit card. So you can buy these at the store and then, again, put any kind of amount of money that you want on it. The only difference is you have to pay this $5 a month to maintain it.
Interesting. Now, I would think with tax season coming right around the corner, there's got to be IRS stuff going on, just like it happens when people are up for open enrollment with Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yep.
that what's going on?
Exactly. Well, I am out now talking to the seniors about the IRS tax scams. You have to be careful about this because I know this is the tax time. Everybody's worrying about getting their taxes done if you're on the internet. But here are a couple of things that the IRS wants you to know. The IRS never asks for detailed personal or financial information like your PIN numbers or passwords. The IRS does not initiate contact with taxpayers by email. And if you get one of these from the IRS, do not reply to the message. Don't ever open an attachment. Do not ever click on a link. And you have to remember that the official IRS website is irs.gov. It is not irs.com or .org. It is irs.gov. And if you ever receive one of those phone calls or you get these faxes or a letter in the mail, the IRS would ask you to call them. And I'm going to just give you the number. It's just 1-800-829-1040. Again, 1-800-829-1040. Call them and tell them that you just got one of these. I'm sure they'd be very interested to know.
So just be aware. And as I said at the beginning of my show, remember, the internet does not care. Be aware, especially if you have not had a lot of experience on the internet. Stay away from, if in doubt, do without. That's the best thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we're going to get into some of the other scams, not the ones that are happening, you know, that we're all kind of familiar with, the lottery scams, the people that come to your house, the contractors. Anything else that you can think of that's right on the forefront here that my listeners should know about?
Well, I was reading, or I get a lot of different people send me, even at seniors themselves, but yeah, I got a couple of them from the National Council on Aging that I can go over with you.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up here on a break, and I am with Sherry Ashenbrenner, a crime prevention specialist with the Elgin Police Department. Don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Latest traffic every 15 minutes from the Woody Buick GMC Traffic Center.
I'm David James. Taking a look at the roads, we're in pretty good shape on the expressways. Just a little bit of damp pavement. Otherwise, you should be fine. Edens and the Kennedy are up to speed. Eisenhower's doing well. It's 29 either way between Thorndale and the old post office. 55 and the Stevenson are clear. The Dan Ryan pretty much wide open in both directions. And the Skyway looks good. The Bishop Ford and 57 check out okay. The tollways 90, 88, 294, and 355 cruising along at posted speeds. In Northwest Indiana, no new problems to report. Looks like conditions have improved. On the Indiana Toll Road, authorities are still investigating earlier crashes at State Road 49 and just before the Portage Toll Plaza. WIND weather for today, a little bit of light rain or drizzle from the city on south. High of about 40, currently 37. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 WIND.
This message is brought to you by Preppers, the disaster preparedness store. Please have a pen and paper handy. The food we eat, the water we drink, we take for granted. There may come a day when our food supply is not accessible. It's no longer if, it's when. Will you be prepared? This is not an alarmist getting ready for the zombie apocalypse thing. This could be a local storm that knocks out power. It could be a national disaster that knocks out the whole grid. At Preppers, the disaster preparedness store, owner Madeline Potts knows acquiring and storing supplies for such an event takes careful planning. That's why Preppers carries amazing products such as solar ovens, canning items, water brick storage units, and freeze-dried foods with a 30-year shelf life. Plus, Preppers will customize your food store to fit your family, space, and budget. Do you have that pen and paper? Call 219-365-2190. 219-365-2190 for hours and directions to Preppers. Or Google Map 9167 Wicker Avenue, St. John, Indiana.
If your car needed a new transmission, what would you rather do? Write out a big fat check for $3,000 or let someone else pay the bill for you? Well, 100 out of 100 people say they'd rather have someone else pay their expensive car repair bills for them. Nobody likes spending their hard-earned money on car repairs. And with Auto Assure, you'll never have to pay another penny for expensive covered repairs because Auto Assure will pay them for you. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-229-0339. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't waste your hard-earned money on expensive auto repairs. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-229-0339. Again, that's 1-800-229-0339. 1-800-229-0339.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and if you are just tuning in, we are talking about scams to be aware of. But keep in mind, if you are either a caregiver, you've been one, you know of one, or you will be one, it will cross your path directly or indirectly in your lifetime. And when it does, hire a professional caregiver and get the help you need. Call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000 or visit their website at suburbanhomecare.com. I am here with Sherry Ashenbrenner, who is the Crime Prevention Specialist and Elderly Service Officer with the Elgin Police Department. And we were talking about some of the most popular scams. And actually, there's predictions for 2012. Mm-hmm. So now we know that crooks are getting a little more sophisticated with technology. People that did not grow up with the internet or with computers are becoming more and more user-friendly with them or learning about them. What do you recommend, Sherry, for people that are just learning to use a computer?
I would say if your local library has a class on it, and they usually are for free, I would take one. And I was talking to you earlier about that. Especially Facebook. You know, you really got to know what you're doing if you're going to get on Facebook. You have to know how to set the privacy settings to the highest secured level. It takes a bit of practice to learn how to do that. So I would suggest take a class. Some of the predictions, and they carry over from year to year. They'll, you know, look pretty much similar from 2011 to 2012. But they're saying that the older age group are particularly at risk from scams on the internet because they represent possibly the fastest growing section of users. And that's true. Most other age groups have already been online for years, mm-hmm. You know, so they are a little more familiar with it. It's the newer generation that's getting on here, which are the 60 and over. There's a new thing. It's called spear phishing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, you've got your regular mail and then you got your junk mail. But they're saying there's a drop in some of the junk mail because the crooks are narrowing their targets. And it's called spear phishing. So what they're doing is they're trying to hook you with a personal touch instead of just using the dear friend, you know, now they're actually spending a little more time and they're putting your actual name in there, like Dear Sue, Because now you're going to say, oh, then they must know me. They actually know my name, not just dear friend. So You really got to be careful when you're looking at the junk emails.
I think, too, that it's so important, Sherry, for people that are concerned that what they're clicking on is not right or, you know what, call your grandchild. They will answer your question in a New York minute or New York second.
Kids, the young kids with the texting, you know, their thumbs are
absolutely going. Well, they grew up with it. So it's very, you know, it's really funny. A real quick story. Mm-hmm. I heard that a grandma said, oh, my nephew sent me an email and it said LOL and it means lots of love. And and her daughter's like, no, that means laughing out loud, grandma. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really do watch what you're doing, especially if you're just starting to use the internet. Now, what about other scams that are out there?
Okay. Of course, you're always going to have your tried and true. You know, the lottery scams. You're
right.
Always going to get those in the mail. The Australian, the Jamaican. Those, obviously, any foreign lottery are illegal. If you're a U.S. citizen, you cannot enter, win, or play a foreign lottery. So right then and there, you know you didn't win. Don't be sending money to anybody out of the country and wiring money. Don't cash those checks that come with those letters. They're going to bounce within 10 to 2 weeks. They are going to bounce. And then what happens is that check gets sent back to the scammer. If you try to deposit that and that check then goes back to the scammer, your bank and your bank account number is on the back of that check.
Not good.
How scary is that? And then another one is the phishing. You know, you're always going to get these letters from, it looks like it really come from your bank, or it really looks like it came from your Visa card, because they know how to make those logos look real.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think it's coming from your actual company, and it's not. And no bank or no credit card or Social Security office or IRS is ever going to send you an email asking you for your personal information. They will never do that. That's a huge red flag. You just got to stop opening some of these things, too, that look like, if you don't know, if they're not in your actual email contacts, don't mm-hmm. open them. Don't mm-hmm. open them.
Yeah, it just gives them reason to send you more.
Yep, yep. And a couple other ones that I noticed from, like I said, the National Council on Aging, and these I haven't seen so much, but better be on the lookout now. They're talking about these anti-aging products. Everybody, you know, the new 60 is now 40, right, Sue?
Right. Well, I always say, you know, the 90-year-olds are really 70-year-olds out there because they're running circles around a lot of us working so hard, right?
Uh-huh. I just was talking to a sergeant in South Elgin Police Department the other day, and he had a senior that got taken for sending money to buy snake oil that was trying to make him look younger. Then I heard of another one they're calling the like the funeral scam, where somebody, a scammer, will actually read the obituary and attend the funeral service of a complete stranger, go up to that grieving widow and tell her that her husband owes money, you know, for a fake debt and trying to get her to pay that. Is that not the epitome of just disgraceful? Then there's these counterfeit drugs you got to watch out for. A lot of times seniors are going looking better places, different places to find better prices. And you really got to know what you're doing, you know, when you're buying online and who you're buying it from.
Yeah, you don't really know what you're getting.
No.
You don't.
And last is the Medicare. You really got to be careful, too. Anybody who's calling your house saying they're from Medicare and they want to change your credit, your Medicare card number or this or that, have the red flag up when you hear the word Medicare, because they're not contacting you either.
Yeah, just stay on guard. Be a little bit more aware. Be cautious out there. This is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And don't go away. We'll be right back. It feels just like yesterday. Dad was walking me down the aisle. Now, in his condition, he can barely walk at all. I was feeling overwhelmed and unprepared when we had to move him into our home. But thanks to Suburban Home Care, we now have an experienced caregiver to help our family with my father's needs.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3535. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And we'll include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3535.
Hi, Tom Laz here. You may know me from such hits as the DuPage Bar Show or Politics, the Law, and You, or...
Tom, let's just tell them about the Laz Word.
I'm Tom.
I'm little brother Dave. We're the hosts of the Laz Word. Tell the listeners what they're in for.
It promises to be a crazy mix of late-night politics, law, and the comedy of life.
Join us each week on The Laz Word for fun and adventure featuring special guests, your favorite politicians, local celebrities, and many more.
Thanks, Dave. Listen to us right after Mike North each Sunday at midnight right here on AM 564.
For The Laz Word.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Well, wrapping up today's show today, be aware and be proactive while you're following your gut instinct and, of course, with no rose-colored glasses on. Call someone close to you or your local police department before you get lured into a scam. And if you think you've been scammed, please report it. Become better instead of bitter and be the victor instead of the victim. And when and if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So when in doubt, do without. And this is your best defense in today's world, along with Easy Armor to proof your home from a burglar. And if you do not have a home security system, purchase Easy Armor for just $69. My guest today said they were available at Lowe's and Ace Hardware and coming soon to Menards. Or you can go online to armorconcepts.com. They also offer a 3-year warranty. Another thing, your dog can be a great defense if a stranger comes knocking at your door. Pets keep you healthy, extend your life, and give you unconditional love and can protect you. Dovey is a 3-month-old female pit bull puppy. Contact Chicago Paws at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. Dovey, with her paws crossed, is waiting for you to call so she can have a place to call home and protect you. And Comfort Keepers is in the fight to stop senior hunger. Food donations are being accepted at 221 East Lake Street, Suite 212 in Addison, Illinois. You can also call 630-834-8366 and help out with Stop Senior Hunger. Follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, or on Twitter. We're new on Twitter and would love you to follow us. Our website, aginginforadio.com, we archive our shows. We also are showing pictures of our guests where our shows are archived. We list our future guests. We have them listed into March and spotlight our marketing partners. Aging Info Radio has availability to market your business. We are highly effective and economically sensible. So call 866-560-3965. And you can also email us at info@aginginforadio.com. I'd like to thank Alan Young today, CEO of Armor Concepts. And once again, his website's armorconcepts.com. And Sherry Ashenbrenner is the Crime Prevention Specialist and Elderly Service Officer with the Elgin Police Department. If you've got a question or want to report a scam, you can call Sherry at 847-289-2626. And you can also get on our email list for up-to-date information. And Sherry's email address is Ashenbrenner. And that's ASCHENBRENNER_C@cityofelgin.org. I'd like to thank my listeners out there, my marketing partners, my sponsors, AM 560, and my awesome technical producer. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and when in doubt, do without. And as you travel on down the aging journey on the highway of life, keep in mind there are no off-ramps, so stay present to the moment. And you make it a great day. This is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 WIND.